when he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, my son's come home.
For this command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life. Proverbs 6:23. Join Bishop Patrick Bruce of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, as he brings you the pure, unadulterated Word of God. This teaching is anointed, practical, down to earth, and full of wisdom, and will refresh, energize, and bring healing to your body and soul. Listen to the Word of God.
So when we reject sacrifice, we are saying that it is not a wise thing to do. Therefore, we have put ourselves into a certain category. Hallelujah. Tonight, sacrifice. Number one. Sacrifice is not about the amount. Sacrifice. This first point may be the most important. No. But it's a very important point. Sacrifice is not about the amount. It's about the ability to be able to do it or not. That's sacrifice. It's not that we are giving 10,000 or 1,000 or no. It's not that it's a big sacrifice or a small sacrifice. It's the fact that you can even sacrifice at all, even the small one, because there are people whose tithe is 10 cedis, but they don't pay it. I mean, there's somebody whose tithe is maybe $3,000. Yeah? What about him? So it's not about the size of the tithe. And you see, whatever sacrifice you have, God will always give you the ability to do it. Genesis 22 and verse 10. And Abraham picked up the knife to kill his son as a sacrifice. At that moment, the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Yes," Abraham replied, "here I am." Verse 12, "Don't lay a hand on the boy," the angel said. "Do not hurt him in any way, for now I know that you truly fear God. You have not withheld from me even your son, your only son." Yeah, so it's not, I want us to be very clear this evening that it is not the size of your sacrifice that matters. It's not that you are giving 1,000 cedis, 100 cedis. No, it's not. That is secondary. The primary stumbling block that people have is that they can't even sacrifice. And let me tell you something. The most common sacrifice required of you is not money. It's your time. It's your time. The most common... Oh, it's not true. It's your time. The most common sacrifice that is required of you these days is not money, but your time and your energy. Money comes second or third or fourth. So It's not size. Besides, what to somebody is very big, to another person is very small. There is somebody, when you hear fast, you are dying already. Because the idea of food being withheld to you is anathema. How can I lay down my stomach and... No. Yeah, even when we declare a fast, you fall sick. But that same person, he can give 100 cedis easily. Easily. He can give the money easily. But the idea of that, Tali, lunchtime, I won't eat. No. He's dying. Somebody and then another person too, fasting, no problem. Yeah. But my money, is my blood. It's my blood. Every one of us, there is a sacrifice for you that is easy. And there's a sacrifice for you that is difficult. Everybody. There is something you can easily give up. Oh, they say no more watching films. Oh, me now, I don't watch films. Is that a problem? I mean, we declare, look, we are fasting tonight to tomorrow morning. For somebody, it's not a problem. I can do it right now. I can declare a fast right now. And then just move straight away and go and pray. For another person, because I was counting on dinner. Are you here? So it's not about, so ask your neighbor, you at all, can you sacrifice? No, forget the size. Forget that is a big or small or is plenty or... No. Because if you can, then you are doing it. If you can sacrifice, then you are doing it. If you are sitting here and you cannot immediately articulate or immediately say what a sacrifice you are making or have made, you are not doing it. Sacrifice is something you can't forget. You don't do by mistake. You don't do it sacrifice by mistake. No. It is a step you take deliberately. Hallelujah. Are you here? So, ask your neighbor, are you sacrificing? No, okay, let's take a commercial break. Ask your neighbor, ask him and get a reply. Are you sacrificing? No, I mean, not these theoretical questions we ask and then they say that, no, yeah, ask him. Look, those who are looking at that, I don't know whether the book is talking to them. Freeman and those who are looking down, I don't know whether somebody's down there talking to you. You are writing. I'm not writing. You are asking a question. You are not writing at this time. We are asking, are you sacrificing? If you are, what is it? What is it? My time, my money, my family. Look, my wife, I've not seen her since morning. And I'll not see her. When I get to my little boy, he's asleep. When I leave home, he's asleep. It's a sacrifice. So, be careful for who? But we're coming to that. We're coming to that one. Yeah. So, ask your neighbor, are you sacrificing? What are you sacrificing? Yeah, some of us, we are not sure. Number two, you have to sacrifice because there is nothing like a convenient ministry. There is nothing like a convenient ministry. There's a certain shop in Accra, near Accra High School. Do you know the name of the shop? Free Coke Tomorrow. Tomorrow never come. Free Coke Tomorrow. It's a nice, a Coke kiosk. In those days when they sell Coca-Cola from kiosks, it's there. A nice, on top of it, written very big, Free Coke tomorrow. Yeah. There is nothing free. So, there is, tell your neighbor, you want to do ministry, you got to pay for it. Please tap your neighbor and tell him or her, you want to do ministry, you got to pay for it. Hebrews chapter 12. Hey, Aggie, I was expecting you. I thought you stay and be a nurse in the house. A sacrifice. Yeah, it's real. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. Verse 3. I've changed the version. Think of all the hostility, for consider him that endured that contradiction. Think of all the hostility he endured. That this is our role model. Hallelujah. So I want you here to, you know, if you are here this evening, I want to suspect that you are a serious Christian. I won't guarantee, but I want to suspect that you are a serious Christian and you are serious to a point. And that is why I will tell you, if you are a serious Christian, you are here and you are serious, there is no such thing as a free, easy ministry. You will pay. I said, you will pay. Even if somebody will dash you a car, you will pay for servicing and petrol. And sometimes that bill is even more painful than buying the car, because that one is always coming. The car, you buy one and you are free for life. That bill, every week you are buying petrol and you are doing oil or servicing. No. I want you to understand that it is impossible. There is nothing like a convenient ministry. Oh, I can do it peacefully in my spare time. I can use my spare money. I can have my free time, my holiday. Tell somebody, if you are doing that, it's not a ministry of value. If everything is spare time, spare money, I can afford it, I can manage, it doesn't pinch me. Are you here this evening? It doesn't pinch me on the skin. It's not a ministry of value. It is what we have declared as foolishness. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Why? Because of number three. Number three. Sacrifice is a basic and foundational aspect and requirement. It's a long sentence. Sacrifice is a basic and foundational aspect and requirement to serving God. Again, as I said that there is no ministry without sacrifice, there is no serving God without blood. You cannot eat meat without blood. There will be blood. To eat meat, there will be blood. Hebrews chapter 9. How be following me? I'm giving you 7 points. I'm not reading. I'm not preaching this evening. I'm just giving you the facts to go home and think about it, to position yourself where you belong. Because I've preached and you have not changed. So now I'm just giving you the facts to do your own analysis. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 23. This is why the tabernacle and everything in it, which were copies of things in heaven, had to be purified by blood of animals. But the real thing in heaven had to be purified with far better sacrifices than the blood of animals. You know, maybe put the King James up there so you can see the difference. Because you don't know that, yeah, I don't understand what you are reading. So put the King James up, yes. For Christ did not enter into a holy place made with human hands, which was only a copy of the true one in heaven. He entered into heaven itself to appear now before God on our behalf. And verse 25. And you see, this is what I'm saying about sacrifice and coming to God. And he did not enter into heaven to offer himself again and again, like the high priest here on earth, who enters the most holy place year after year with the blood of an animal. So the high priest, and now we are all priests. Yeah, we are all priests. You have become priests and kings. We are a royal priesthood and a holy nation and a peculiar people. But the priest will enter into the holy place, God's presence, by blood. What is blood? Blood is sacrifice. Blood is sacrifice. And so it means, maybe write this one down. You cannot come before God without blood. You cannot come to God or come before God. I don't know which one is more understandable. You cannot come before God without blood. You cannot. You want to go to university, you don't have WASI or A levels. You cannot. You cannot. That is the only way in. That is the only way in. Amen. And so, if you are here and somehow you have inside you a desire to serve God, I mean, there are some people who my aim is to be a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer. That's my desire. I want to be a civil engineer. I want to be a computer scientist. That's a desire. If you are here and your desire is, I want to serve God. I mean, I take serving God seriously. There are some who are here because it's Tuesday. Do you know that? Ask, remember, which one are you? Which one are you? Are you here because it's Tuesday, or you are here because I want to serve God? I want to serve God. If that's how you are, I want to serve God. Listen, there is no way, there is no way you can serve God without sacrifice. I didn't hear amen. There is no way you can serve God without sacrifice. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Number 4. I hope you are writing everything. Oh, you know, Recently, I was thinking about something. I was thinking that families who have small children can bring them to church on Tuesday and let them run around. I've changed my mind. Yeah, they can come and just run around. Otherwise, our children will never learn that church is happy. It's a happy place. Church, go there, sit down quietly and be still. When they grow, they want to escape church. Yeah. When they grow, they say, hey, when I get my chance, hey, I will never come here again. So as I see them walking around, I say, yeah, they should come and walk around. And you never know what spirit will enter them, prophecy or apostolic spirits or exhortation. You don't know what will enter them. And they are walking around. The same evil spirits can enter them when you go to the cemetery at night. When they come here at the night, a whole spirit will enter them too. So from tonight, if you have a baby child or a little child, bring him. When the usher say, why, say, I said, bring him. Yeah, I've changed my mind. I was thinking that they're disturbing us, but no, they're not disturbing us. They're learning about God themselves. You don't know. Children, they are looking at you, they are listening to you. As if they are playing, but they are listening to the parents are chatting. They are hearing things. So let them come from today. Amen? Amen. Beautiful. Don't say, I have to go home and drop them before I come. Bring them and let them sit here. Those who sleep can sleep. Those who can walk around can walk around. Those who will hear will hear. Number four. This one is a fringe benefit. Sacrifice will gain you favor and recognition from God, not man. Sacrifice will get. Look, when you sacrifice, only God cares. It only matters to God. Don't care about human beings and their opinion and their. Tell somebody, I don't care what you think or do. It is only God who is important in what you say. And therefore, are you listening? Because it is only God who is important in your sacrifice. Therefore what? Be careful. Hey, therefore be careful. Don't come and bring a dead sheep. Say, oh, it's dead. It was a lame, blind sheep. And you have killed and brought it as a sacrifice. God saw it before he died. Don't say that I'm just coming to give a sacrifice. Then you come and give something here, knowing that it is small. God knows. So are you listening? It is you will gain recognition and acceptance from God. And for that reason, be careful what you offer to God. The same scripture again. Genesis chapter 22, verse 10. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Hey, I don't think we know what it means. We have read the story, but we don't know what it means because it is unimaginable. Though people do it, I know people do it, but it is to most of us, you can't imagine what is going on there. And the angel of the Lord called out unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the child, neither do anything unto him. For now I know, God says, Charlie, now dear, it's clear that you believe in me. As I was reading about certain political peoples, I realized that there are many political peoples who don't believe in the political person ahead of them. They don't believe at all. Y'all understand? Yeah. We're in the same party, in the same ministry, the same corner, the same area, but the person ahead of him, they don't believe in him at all. Yeah. And the angel said, you see, sometimes too, when you hear the angel of the Lord, be careful. Because sometimes too, it is God, watch the speech. When they say I, then it is not the angel speaking, it's God speaking. And God said, now I know. So it was that attempted sacrifice that made it clear to God, you believe in me. Because you see, as we sit here, how many believe in God? I see you. Every hand is up. Every hand is up. So if God is here, you say, hey, they have all raised their hand. But then God will go and ask a question too. Who really believes in me? God will ask, how many believe in me? Then we all raise our hand. Then you hear me smiling. Then he will say, but some here, they really believe in me. Some here really believe in me. Some are just here because if they don't come, they will get a phone call or they will get a WhatsApp message or their overseer will call them and ask them questions. So they just to avoid, just for the sake of peace, they have come. Yeah, for the sake of peace. Yeah. But there are some too who are, you see, some who come like this or even on a Sunday, they don't pay attention. I can see their faces. I'm the one looking at their faces. They come and sit down and they just joust themselves and they're just there coolly the whole evening. They don't move. They are there like this the whole evening. I mean, all I say, nothing moves you. At least one thing should make you, there should be some movement. No movement. They're just the whole evening like this. You just came. And what I'm saying is that the sign that you really believe in God, really believe in God, is that you willingly sacrifice. Willingly, you sacrifice something that is, remember what I said last week, it is to give up something that is your legal right. Is your right. It is my right to have this or to do this. It's not anything I'm doing extra. It is my right. But I give it up as a sacrifice. And when you do that, that is one of the clearest signs to God that you believe in Him. And do you know what is, when I said that, it's not the size of the sacrifice that matters, but the ability to do it. Abraham did not kill his son, but God accepted it. Yeah, God said, I believe, it's okay, I believe it. I believe you. He was like, I'm going to kill him. Because, hey, brother, take your time. I believe you now. Relax. Because he was going to kill the son. That's sacrifice. Amen. Sometimes, maybe that is why sometimes, once in a while, we add fasting to prayer to make God notice us. And listen, some fasting is useless because you are just hungry and grumbling the whole time. Yeah, it's a useless fast. I mean, you are not eating and you are just thinking about food. What fast is this? Think about God, not think about food. Think about God. Think about why you're not eating. Not the food you are missing, but the reason why I'm not eating is, oh God, I hope that I please you. Oh God, I'm hoping. That's how you should be thinking, doing a fast. Not, Charlie, 6 o'clock. Yeah, 6 o'clock. Is it coming? 6 o'clock. Yeah. Shabaya, 6. Maybe 5. Oh, 4:30. Oh, no, 4:30. You are just marking the time until... it's not a proper fast. It's a useless attempt at something. I don't know why you're not understanding. It will make you... it will catch God's attention. It will let God notice you. There is somebody here who has given... I think prophet said that it was at a service at Coligono. At the Coligono, at the service where it was offering time. And as he was there, somebody came to give an offering or something. And he said, he told the person, this offering is accepted also. I've forgotten the exact story. But you see, sometimes only God knows what it costs you to do what you are doing. And I think it was a prophetic word he had for it. Was a lady or a man, I've forgotten. Because what she was looking for, she got it the next day or that same week. Yeah. What she was looking for, she got it that same week. It was a prophetic word. I want us to be clear in your mind that when you sacrifice, God will notice it. God will see it. I mean, you can't sacrifice and then you are, no, suddenly you stand out. When John, please stand. When you sacrifice, suddenly everybody, suddenly you are clearly different from everybody else. Suddenly. I mean, if anybody who comes and looks will see, I see John. Even before they see Pastor Reverend Ebo, Reverend Moses, even before they see Reverend, they'll see a pastor standing. Because you are standing out. You have just made yourself different from everybody else. When you sacrifice, you stand out. Because many don't. Many don't. Yeah. And God, when God comes and says, pick somebody, oh, somebody is already standing. He's the nearest to pick. Just pick him and collect him and let's do what we're going to do with him. That's sacrifice. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Number 5. Sacrifice will make you fruitful. Sacrifice will make you fruitful. John 12:24. In any proper Bible, it is in red. And it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruits. Let's all say it together. Ready? Go. I said, let's all say it. Some of you are looking at me as if you are exempted. I don't know who exempted you. Ready? Go. John 12:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. You know, let's add some gymnastics to the thing. So, let's start again. Verily, verily, add your hand. Verily, verily, I say unto you. I say unto you. Except. No, no, the except, emphasize it. Except. a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it, the but should be very strong, because we are going to change everything. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruits. Let's try it again. I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground. No, into the ground. Because it should go into your heart. Not on your heart. Into. Let's start again. Ready, go. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die alone. But if it die, it bear much fruits. Put off the scripture. Let's memorize it now. Put it off. Ready? Don't look anywhere. Don't look. No cheating. No cheating. Ready? Go. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much. Some of you are still stumbling and struggling. When we were saved, you didn't say it. Now that it's gone, you don't know what to say. Because when we were learning it, you didn't learn it. Now you are hot. It's about to be a disgraceful shit. Because if I say, let's all sit one by one, suddenly you'll be shivering. Verily, verily, I say unto you, a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Yeah. This scripture, it must be on your the tip of your tongue. And if you see, otherwise, it's a very, there are some scriptures beyond 15, 15, 16. Some scriptures, there must be, it's a must know scripture. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Have you all learnt it?
Yes.
Can we all say it?
Yes.
Who will stand up and say it alone? Who will say it alone? John, Emmanuel, stand up. John, stand up. Ifwa, stand up. That's all. One each. Let's start. Yes, from you. Yes. Yes. All day inside. To you. Into the ground and die. If what? No, you can't disappoint me. No microphone. Ready? Go. Into the ground and die. But if it die, it bringeth forth. You are not saying it. That's why you are stumbling. You are doing your gymnastics for us here. It's not your heart. It's not your heart. John. To you. Except. But if it die, no S. Yes. Emmanuel. Hey. Your hand day inside. Your hand day inside. Die. Hey. Rewind. Point somebody, let the person say it. Point at somebody very quickly. Point. Yes. You, quickly. Up. Who is that you? Who are you pointing at? Asha. Hey, rise up. Ashes, you are famous. Ready? Go. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Shout. Hey. Usher. Point at somebody. Point at somebody. Those who are laughing at you. One more person. One more person. Theo, stand up. Don't disgrace me. Yes. Let's all say it. Ready? Go. I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, abide it alone. But if it die, it bring. How many want to bring forth much fruit? This is the scripture. That's why we are not having much fruit. You are not dying. You are not dying. You are living. You are living. You are trying to be more alive. No. Yeah, you must die. Amen. You must die. Tell somebody you must die. You don't die. You don't bear fruits. Number six. Sacrifice in order to qualify as a minister of the gospel or as a saint. Sacrifice in order to qualify as a minister of the gospel. Matthew 16:24. This one too is a must know. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Ready? Go. 24. Then to the disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. This one is very easy. Take it off the screen now. This one from class one. Ready? Go. Matthew 16:24. Before you forget the address. Then Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him himself take up his cross and follow me. It means you can't follow him without the first two. You cannot. Maybe you see, when you go to Mokola or Edum or Kejetia, what do you see? You see a large crowd. No, it's the children. They're allowed to be happy and they can't spoil those sheets. They can't spoil them. When you go to Edum or Kejetia, what do you see? All of you, please come. Yes, come. They're just walking down. Do you think they are following me? No. They are walking their walk. They are walking their walk. Only that we are going the same direction. If you like, go to Edum, walk in the crowd, then stop and see what will happen. They all just keep walking. Many of us are not following Jesus. We are in the crowd. And we are walking in the... Thank you, Jesus. We are walking the same direction. Yeah. We are not following him. We are just walking in the crowd and we are all walking together. So even here, cry, you are here because of the crowd. If there was no crowd, you wouldn't come again. Sunday, Tuesday night, you go and begin to watch films or go and do, you not go and be, open your Bible and say, oh, today I didn't go to church. Let me do my own church. Do you think that's what they'll do? I mean, on Sunday, if you don't go to church, at least you spend a longer time doing your quiet time. You are trying to compensate in some kind of way for not going to church, because Sunday is church. If in the same way Tuesday evening was for God, when you don't come here, you will find something spiritual, also a message or something to do. But some of you say, praise the Lord, I'm free. I'm free. To follow Jesus, to be a, and that is why we don't see vibrant, buoyant Christianity. Because we are not following him. And because we are not able to deny ourselves. Deny yourself, it means give up what you like. Deny what you like, what you should do, what is wise for you to do as an individual. Give it up. You don't give it up. You don't give it up. Deny yourself, take up his cross, and follow Jesus. So listen, tell your neighbor, my neighbor. It's hard to say, but I gotta say it. But if you don't sacrifice, you are not a follower of Jesus. What sacrifice? I don't know. But there's a sacrifice that is made for you. I don't know what it is. I can't say money, time, because for different people, it's different things. Some things are easy for some people. That same thing is hard for somebody else. And that's how come we don't see much supernatural breakthrough and the hand of God in our lives. Maybe that's how come we are almost like ordinary people, because there's no supernatural element, there's nothing godly or nothing wild in our lives. Sacrifice. Number 7. But let's go over 1 to 6 before number 7 comes. Number 7 is the champion. So, number 1. Oh, can we all say it? Oh, is it childish? Is it like Sunday school? Or you don't want to say it? It's safe for us. It is safe for us. And those who don't say it, you don't remember it. You just be, I'm reading along. It's not the same thing as saying along. Your memory works better when you articulate the things. So reading along is not the same thing as saying along. Say it along, you find that sacrifice is not about the amounts. It's something will stick in your head. When you are hot, cry, something, the amount. I remember that one, the amount. Sacrifice, the amount. But if you don't say it, it's all blank. Ready? Let's go. It's not about the amount. It's about the ability to be able to do it. No matter how small. Add that one. No matter how small. Number 2. Oh, you're writing. No matter how small. Okay, type quickly. Number 2. Oh, this side, you're not saying it. I don't know why. Are you on strike? Hey, number 2, ready, go. You have to sacrifice, because there is nothing like a convenient ministry. Tell us about free coke tomorrow. Yeah, there's nothing that is easy, like, oh, I can do the ministry in my spare time with my spare money. You know, I can balance myself so I'm not stressed. You will be stressed. When you are stressed, don't be surprised. It is the sacrifice you have made. When you are getting home in the night and you are walking, as you are getting home, you are walking like this, hey, my brother, it's the sacrifice you have made. Don't say I'm tired. I'm going to be careful. No, this is it. This is what you have signed up for, to be tired. Yeah, this is what you came. We came to be tired. Number three is a basic and fundamental aspect and requirement to serving God. I mean, without blood, you can't eat meat. Without blood, you can't come to God. Without blood, for various reasons. For various reasons. But that's a sum total. That without, so if you're not sacrificing, you're not coming close to God. You are standing afar from Him. No matter your name and what you are called, you are standing afar from Him. Number four. Gain you favor. Tell somebody, now I know. Yeah, you will stand out. You will stand out. You'll be marked. Yeah. Of all the others like you, you'll be different. Spiritually and even naturally, physically. You'll be different. That's number four. Number five. Our scripture. You see, you have forgotten. Some of you are not saying it. I don't know. Okay, don't say it. It's okay. You meet. Yeah. Ready, go. I say unto you, accept and go to the ground and die. Alone. But if it die, bear much fruit. Yeah. That's number five. And what's number six? The phrase, in order to qualify as a minister of the gospel. John what? Hey, Matthew 24. If any man will follow, let him take up his, take up his cross and follow me. Yeah. If any man, right, let's take it one more time, it was a bit confusing. For me. Deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. And take up his cross. And number seven. It's for those who don't sacrifice. If you don't sacrifice here, you will sacrifice somewhere. That's all. If you don't give it up for God, you will give it up for Satan, the world, your father-in-law, the devil, Ghana government, who again? Can you sacrifice for Ministry of Health? The banks, GES. If you don't sacrifice for God, you will sacrifice for Bank of Ghana. Oh, yeah. GES, John, GHS, or what? Ghana Health Service or Ghana, whichever it is. Are you a child? If you don't sacrifice for God, you sacrifice for Chag. Yeah. No. Please turn to your neighbor and ask him or tell him or ask him, excuse me, where do you work? What do you do? And tell him, if you don't sacrifice for God, you will sacrifice for your boss. And your boss may be a man who has seven girlfriends and is wasting his money, and that is the man you are sacrificing for. That's the man. The man who comes in and is, you see, some people appear very good, but they are very bad inside. That's the man you are sacrificing for. If you don't do it, and you see, look, life is so hard, there must be sacrifice to even make ends meet because of little money and competing needs. So you must drop something. I need shoe, I need belt, I need watch, I need petrol. I can do two. Which one do I drop? I've given up something. Yeah. It is a standard feature of this life that you will give up something. Even those who have everything, they're not happier. They end up giving up other things. So tonight, if you don't sacrifice for God, you will sacrifice. But 1 Corinthians 10:20. 1 Corinthians 10:20. You can't forget this address. 10:20. You can't forget. And 1 Corinthians is common. You can't forget. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils. But I say the things which Gentiles sacrifice, which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils. That's what you're going to choose. That's the option. Amen. That's what you are. I won't do this one. No problem. Don't do it. But you will do this other one. You will do it. Why? It's the only option left. Unless you die, you will do it. And so tonight, I want us. And so Paul says, and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. With devils. Hallelujah. Tonight, my prayer is everybody here will become a sacrificer. My prayer tonight is everybody here. Some of you have removed yourself, but my prayer is everybody here. Tap your neighbor and say, I think the man is looking at you. I think he's looking at you. So please pay attention. He's talking to you. He's talking to you. He said everybody, especially you, must become a sacrificer. That I give up things, my legal rights, my money, my time, my wife, my children, my convenience, my rest, my relaxation, my savings, my bank account, my things. I give it up. I lay it down at the altar. And I told you last week, the things in your life, offer it as a burnt offering. Then your life, offer it as a living sacrifice. Wow. Yeah. The things in your life, burn them for God. And you yourself lie on the altar as a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. Amen. Stand to your feet this evening. I want us to pray. It's just 8:20. Just 8:20. I want us to pray for just 5 minutes. I want you to acknowledge that it's hard to sacrifice. I want you to confess that I'm not sacrificing. I'm dodging. I'm just going round and round. I'm just managing to do things. I want you to look at yourself and say, of a truth, this message I'm inside. I'm those in category 7 where we are sacrificing by force to other things. Let us pray for just 1 minute, 5 minutes. Just talk to God for yourself. Say, Lord, I need, and we need to sacrifice. So this is an attempt to get right with God and talk to God this evening. Shatayandere rabandada, kasoka teyandere rabundere kata. Just talk to God. briefly for a few minutes. Shandere kasaya rabondodo kiriya karabandere kiribasandara katoyanda rabayandere rebayandere kasaya katiriyande ayanda kasandara. Lord, stir my heart. Sometimes we avoid sacrifice. We shy away. We back away. We escape it. We dodge it. Sandere kataya rabanda kiriba. Where we should pay a price, we go around it. Where it will cost us, then we find an excuse and we make a way. Where it is necessary to lay down our flesh, lay down our opportunity, our ambitions, our desires, then we rather choose to back out and then rather let God down or disappoint God. But not tonight. Kasandere rabanda. Reba santere kato kasandada. Birianda. Let everybody lift his voice tonight to God. Let every single one of us, don't be here, don't be an onlooker, don't be a spectator. Just commit yourself to the hand of God. Lord, tonight I know, I can see clearly. I am not in the front line. I can see clearly. I am just somebody hanging around at the back in the shadows, trying to make ends meet. My focus is my finances. My mind is how to survive. My idea is, what can I give up to get more? But tonight, oh God, I set you up high. Tonight, oh God, I bring you and I set you in front of the list, in front of everything in my life, that I'll do it for you. Bakiriyande, rabandada, rabandada, kiriyande. To take up our crosses, to deny ourselves, to follow. Basande de katayanda. Santiriandede rabanda kiribanda. And if recently you have failed a sacrifice, repent to God. I'm sorry, I didn't do it. Lord, I should have done. I didn't do. I preserved myself. I preserved my time. I preserved my children. I preserved my marriage. I preserved my job. I took rather the time to save myself. But tonight, forgive me that failure. Forgive me that failure. Sante de rabanda kasiri andere, rabanda rakasende de kido bayanda, rebayande de katiri anda rabanda, rebayanda da biri ande rebende de. Sanda katiri ande rabundo. Commit yourself to the hand of God. Lord, tonight I lay down my property as a burnt offering and I offer myself as a living sacrifice. Tonight I hold nothing dear. Tonight I give up. Lord, help me. Help me to give up my dear possessions, my dear sleep, my precious money, my lovely children, my family time, my small time to lie down and watch football, my small time to watch Prison Break and other films. Lord, the time that I have set aside to enjoy small, tonight, help me to make that sacrifice that will push me forward in serving you. Help me to pay that price. Lord, that is why sometimes we don't see any progress in our lives. We don't see breakthrough in our circumstances. But tonight, help me to make that step and cross over into abundance and fruitfulness and having great, great reward. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, thank you that tonight these words, these seven keys, will not fall to the ground and die, but they will be held in our hands. And we used to open seven doors that will lead us into a very beautiful fellowship with you. And our reward will be great. Thank you so very much. In Jesus' name, amen.
When he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, my son's come home.
We believe the word of God has come through to you. Join us at the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, behind the Confidence Eating Place. This is every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. every Tuesday. Stay blessed. He called me back.